Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Here we are again on Circles of Change in that holiday spirit, a variety of places. I welcome on the line Sherry Turpin from Jackson Hole, Wyoming. How are you this morning, Sherry?
Good morning, Zara, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you very much. Well, we've called this segment Timeless Elegance, Sophistication, and High Fashion, and you all will understand here shortly. And by the way, Sherry, I am, for you, wearing my pearls and pearl earrings today. So,
oh, good.
I feel in the right space. Sherry's an individual that's truly driven by a keen desire for self-expression. As founder of the specialty boutique Pearls by Sherry in Jackson Hole, she's both jewelry designer and business entrepreneur. As I said, timeless elegance, sophistication, and high fashion are the undertones of her creations, and frankly, work that by its very existence is an expression for her, which has been now for over 20 years. Sherry's an expert in pearls and their history, and through education, she's had an impact on helping women for years communicate their personal inner strength and beauty, character, and intelligence, not necessarily status. Sherry's preferred medium of South Sea pearls allow her to showcase really simplicity and perfection in the nature of her designs, and these creations are recognized truly for that simplicity and reflection of the nature of pearls themselves, items that are adorned women of all cultures and people, and actually women of discerning taste everywhere that she's cultivated over the years. So, Sherry, an artist and a jeweler, how did you come upon selecting pearls as your medium?
Well, you know, as a background in jewelry, I think at a point many, many years ago, I was feeling somewhat overwhelmed in the world of diamonds and colored stones and figuring out which direction. But I really believe that they found me in a unique and wonderful way. I think pearls mesmerized me by the very fact that everyone is different. Mm. You know, there are no two alike, and they're natural. To me, pearls are appropriate for every occasion. So I became fascinated with pearls and soon deleted everything else out of my scope and just became passionate about doing only designs with pearls.
Well, I like the fact that you say they're appropriate for every occasion. Now, some of our listeners, both men and women, wouldn't necessarily know to understand that. They kind of view the pearls of, you know, someone in a very staid, conservative, maybe New England background, versus women wearing them with their, as you do, your hip cowboy boots, jeans, white cowgirl shirt, and your hat.
Well, that's right. I think, you know, one of the blessings of living in Jackson, Wyoming is if you're going to wear something that's wonderful, you just have to wear it with whatever you're doing. So I literally do wear my pearls. I always tell people when they come in the store, if I'm vertical, my pearls are on. You're never going to wear them out. They are appropriate. You know, if you think about women that are visible, in other words, if it's royalty or politics or corporate, if it's a judge on the Supreme Court, women feel very confident and comfortable wearing pearls. And I don't think they would if you were taking a monetary equality. They wouldn't probably sit with a sapphire necklace or a diamond necklace, but somehow pearls are mesmerizing. There's always a story about pearls. With pearls, you remain approachable. So that's why I think they are appropriate in any setting.
And you know what I would say? You're absolutely correct, because I've been gifted, courtesy of my wonderful husband, some stunning gemstones, but I would never dream of wearing them in a corporate setting, whereas my pearls wouldn't hesitate. Just wouldn't hesitate.
Absolutely. I have a whole line I developed about 8 years ago, and I called them my power pearls. And they were basically a white strand of pearls, be it freshwater, Akoya, or South Sea, in a millimeter size, larger than what you were referring to before, as far as we all have our grandmother's pearls or things that were a smaller millimeter that we think of as being very... you'd only wear those to go out. So I took it out of the box, went with a larger millimeter, and called them the power pearls, and started recommending that people, a lot of lawyers or people that needed confidence in the workplace, that they would move into this strand of pearls. And so they literally became named power pearls, and it was the type of strand that when women put it on, they felt empowered, they felt confident. It gave them that extra boost to go into whatever setting it was they were going into with confidence.
Yeah, and I can absolutely totally relate to that. Well, you know, Sherry, your work, of course, as an artist, is as much of letting your own creations come from your soul out and all the other different influences. But the other piece about it with pearls in particular, it's also part of the fashion industry. So, you know, I'm certain you still have to adjust and be lithe and quick, and try to see what's around the corner. How do you stay abreast of that? Or are pearls something that's so timeless you don't necessarily get caught by the whims that happen?
I rarely get caught by the whims that happen. Okay. I rarely watch fashion trends. I think, you know, one of the blessings that has been being a designer, but also being in my own retail store, I'm you know, over the years, I've literally interacted personally with thousands of women. And I think my best designs have come from understanding women, who they are, what they're dealing with, what they want, why are they looking at pearls. I believe that, you know, what we put on our bodies is an expression of who we are inside. So I have always told people, you know, my designs are an expression of who I am. I tend to be a tailored person. I tend to be a person who has a variety of interests. You know, I could be fly fishing in the morning. Mm-hmm. I could be doing a fashion event in the evening. And I don't like to switch out. I want to be as attractive and beautiful as possible with the least amount of effort. And to me, pearls they epitomize that whole concept. I can wear pearls fly fishing or horseback riding. I can have that same strand on at a dinner event that night. And if you think about women today and the multifaceted events that can happen in one day, like, you know, a woman getting up and getting her children ready for school, and then she's off to the workplace, and then she might be out that evening with her husband at a business function. And, you know, what other item could you wear than pearls that would absolutely be applicable to all of those events? So you can look great and you don't have to change anything. So back to your question, I think for me, my designs have come from dealing with so many women, listening to what really is coming from their heart. Mm-hmm. What is it that they desire? And for each woman, it is something completely different. And to be able to listen to them, deal with them individually, and come up with the perfect design that's going to suit their lifestyle, and it's going to communicate who they are, is what I try to make.
Well,
and I think it's resonated. It's been a good thing.
Well, the fact you've been doing this now for over 20 years, though, have you seen the what would suit them change much over these 20 years, or do you still come back to some of the same basic principles?
Well, I think the same basic principles. I think if you take, you know, pearls are spoken of in the Bible. Mm-hmm. I think that pearls they've transcended all cultures, all timelines, all women groups, all nationalities, and you're going to always be within a certain level of design. You're going to have earrings, you're going to have necklaces, rings, bracelets. The lengths change. In other words, we know Coco Chanel made pearls famous in the long strands. And, you know, to me, I think fashion has a 25-year timeline cycle. In other words, I can remember my daughter being the exact same age I was when platform shoes were in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so you can almost track things if you're a woman out there and you've got daughters. You can go, oh, my gosh, I was in grade 10 and I wore that same thing. It's a 25-year cycle, and we go from long lengths to short. We go from drop earrings to studs. But typically, it's always within the same venue.
Yeah, that's right. We're speaking, by the way, with Sherry Turpin, and her organization is Pearls by Sherry. You can see some of her works at pearlsbysherry.com. And I hope the men that are listening in, this is not just a show for us gals, because pay attention. Now is the holiday shopping season in particular, or mark enough weeks in advance before her special birthday that this would be an easy choice, that there are very few women that would walk away from getting a gift made out of pearls. The source of your pearls, Sherry, I know you have the opportunity opportunity to travel internationally to cultivate some of your sources here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I actually am a professional pearl buyer, so I am not typically at shows. I actually go to the farms, so whatever pearls I'm looking for, I actually go to that country. So I specialize in the rarest pearls in the world, which is the Golden South Sea. Most people have never seen them. They come from a unique area in the Philippines. So if I'm buying goldens at a certain time of year, I actually have to go into the Philippines or Japan for the Akoya, or Australia and New Zealand waters for White South Sea. And then, of course, freshwater is from China. So, yeah, it takes us we do travel quite a bit, and it's fun because I can select everything that comes into our store.
Wow, there's nothing. So you get to shop for those who are going to shop. That sounds like an awful lot of fun. And then I imagine the relationships you've built over time, perhaps even working with multiple generations of families that might own some of these businesses you visit.
Mm-hmm. Not so much that. A lot of my customers now are multi-generational, but I have dealt with the same farms for upwards of 15 years. Mm-hmm. So I've been, you know, fortunate. I think I've been led to the right people and the right farms. And, you know, once you build a wonderful relationship, you just stay with them.
Yeah, that's right. Now, Jerry, the role then of the internet for you and internet sales and the whole mobile world, we just did a segment on that. I heard earlier, of course, you're with such deep resonance knowing how much you connect with those customers that come in your store. How do you juxtapose that with some of now the more remote connections you have?
With the client? Mm-hmm. In other words, people purchasing.
Right.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned that. This year has been a wonderful growth on our website. Most people coming to our website right now have actually been in the store or have dealt with us before. Mm-hmm. And, of course, being in Jackson, Wyoming, we now ship all over the world because, of course, people come here from all over the world. And I think once you build that relationship with people and they realize that you're trustworthy and you're so invested and interested that they make that purchase special, that you realize that pearls, it's not like a lot of other jewelry. I just believe that pearls stay in a family unit. We can all, I think almost every woman I talk to goes, well, you know, I have my grandmother's pearls, or my mother gave me a strand of pearls. So I look at it as it is an investment, but it's something that's going to be in that family for years.
Oh, my daughter spotted mine when she was about 5 years old, and that was the first set. And she said, now those will be mine someday, won't they, Mom? And I said, they absolutely will.
That is a common dialogue in my store. People will go, well, honey, this will go to Laura, or this, you know, mentioning their daughter. This, you know, I'll wear it for years, and then we're going to hand this down. And it's a marvelous platform to be involved in. But as far as the web, of course, this is a very busy time for me, and I'm actually doing more business outside of Jackson than I am in town, from people calling in from all over. You know, we were in your store in the summer, or this is, you know, people shop with me year after year after year. But typically what I will do to keep it personal, because I do care that the wife gets something that's very special just for her, is I'll have the gentleman email me a picture.
Ah, yes.
Of his wife, or if it's, you know, whatever relationship it is, I ask that they would email me a picture, because I want to see what coloring she has. I want to see what type of energy I can sense from her that would tell me a little bit maybe about her lifestyle. I want to see what size she is, so I can make sure that the pearls that we pick out are going to be appropriate. You know, if you have a petite frame woman, then you don't want a large millimeter on her, or it will look like the Pebbles and Bam Bam scenario. And reversely, if you have a tall woman, well, then we can play a little bit with longer lengths. So I want to eliminate any mistakes from the very get-go. And typically, when that is the scenario, I don't get anything back. Mm-hmm. And we have very happy clients. And that is, you know, the purpose of what I do is that I want each person to be treated like I would want to be treated, and I want to make it as perfect for her as I can.
Did you always envision, Sherry, running your own business?
I don't know that I envisioned it, although I always have been a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
So I may have an independent streak there, or I think what propels me to have my own business, I wholesaled for many years, and I still do. I supply a great number of stores in the U.S. with Pearl products, but I think because I have a desire to treat people in a certain way, that means that I must be hands-on.
Yep. Yep.
And that means that my staff must continue and operate in the same vein that I do when I'm, you know, on the floor. And that is, I believe that every life is important. I believe that every person has a story. I believe that every person wants to feel special and to feel loved. And if I can do that in a moment in time, when that client comes into my store, that customer comes into my store, to me it's much more important to reach out to that person than it ever is to sell them a Pearl item.
And in fact, my guess is you just made a distinction. You had a slight slip of the tongue there. What, there is a difference between having a client and a customer, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, a customer is someone that may just kind of come in and leave. A client is someone who you build a relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
And the joy of my heart is being included in those monumental times that, you know, generally start out as, you know, they've never seen a Pearl store like mine and they want to purchase something, to now they want to do something special for an anniversary or a birthday, or they want to mark a special event. And then now they're doing something for their daughters.
Right.
And I'm actually even doing some grandchildren, which is horrifying.
good for your client, but like you said,
yeah.
It puts a time perspective on you. You know, you mentioned the importance of not just you and your store, obviously, but those around you. Tell us a little bit about your staff that you have.
I am so blessed. Our staff is awesome. I just believe that each one was brought to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a joy to train them. We are like-minded. They've kind of picked up that mantle of treat everybody the same. I don't care if somebody is purchasing a $10 Pearl ring or a $10,000 bracelet. To me, the monetary does not matter. I want each person to be treated in an absolutely wonderful way, that when they leave the store, their life has been touched.
Isn't that lovely? Yes, and that the gift that they buy, perhaps the gift to someone else, it will have that ripple effect.
Uh-huh.
Sherry, where would you like the brand, or the next, where are you headed with Pearls by Sherry at this point?
Well, we're in an exciting transition right now. My children have all grown up and gone to college and are all now involved in Pearls by Sherry business, and that's why the web is expanding. Both of our kids are in marketing, and actually all of our kids are, and the next generation is kind of taking that mantle, and we are this year for the first time moving into an international platform where I'll be showing in an international market and expanding the branding, which are typically my own designs.
Mm-hmm.
Internationally, we've also been really thinking and trying to process the concept of franchising Pearls by Sherry, because we've had many people that have come in the store over the years that have gone, wow, you know, we would love to have a store like this in Nantucket. We'd love to have one in Martha's Vineyard or Carmel, California, or Palm Springs, California. Or, you know, I could see my son and daughter running a business like this. And it has been such a joy, and it has been such an exciting journey that I would love for other people to be able to have that in their lives, take advantage of it, and be prosperous and do something that they love. So that's kind of what we're looking at over the next or the oncoming years, is how to make the same venture possible for others.
Well, and I think that sounds like the real educator and Sherry Turpin coming forward and having said that, isn't it? Sherry, people can get all, do I have the number for your store then? It's 307-734-0553. Also, it's Pearls by Sherry. It's Sherry.com. Sherry, the location where you are, Jackson Hole, of course, I'm a snow skier and also a western, southwestern devotee, so know that you've got a lot of cyclical activity that come in and out of Jackson Hole. How'd you come to select that location, by the way?
Well, I guess the easiest way to say, I don't think that we selected it. I believe that, you know, God has a plan for your life, and I would never have foreknown the great things he had for us. But I'm actually from Vancouver, Canada, mm-hmm. and 32 years ago I married an American, and we moved to Jackson Hole, Wyoming. I think it was prompted from the Jeremiah Johnson movie. my husband loves to hunt and fish and live the outdoors life, and I took up that with him, and so we moved to Jackson Hole, and this is where we started our family, and it has been an awesome place to live.
Well, in particular, you said earlier in the interview, of course, that you wear your pearls while you're out fly fishing. So I think you're every bit as local as your husband is and your children, uh-huh. I'm sure, at this point in time. Well, very
Absolutely.
Good. Exciting time, Sherry. I wish you all the greatest of success here in the upcoming holiday season and beyond. Lucky those who might consider getting in your wake and considering to open a franchise at some point, or even just benefit from understanding, ladies and gentlemen, our listeners now here live and after the fact, the beautiful offerings of pearls and also specific and unique designs. If I was to walk into your studio today where you work privately, Sherry, what would I see there on your table? What are you working on?
Oh, my goodness. Well, what you would see right now is just a crazy day with people in and out and trying to get things gift wrapped and trying to make men look like heroes.
That's right.
And they do. That's why they come back. They're heroes. We've got about 3 or 4 staff people on the floor. We are busy. Of course, so much of what I do is custom, because the designs on the floor are generally a springboard to something that will be perfect for the individual woman. So we usually have about 9 or 10 necklaces always being strung at that moment. So you would see a very nicely organized store, but if you were to go upstairs into where we get everything done, you would see trays of necklaces being made up that have to be shipped all over.
And that's the fun part of your business, all those different facets. Well, Sherry Turpin, again, congratulations. Your ongoing success. We'll look forward to watching things evolve. For our listeners, again, it's Pearls by Sherry, SHARI.com in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Happiest of holidays, Sherry.
Thank you. You as well, Sarah.
A real pleasure. Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll-free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.